It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, May 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The debate continues over the use of unmanned aerial vehicles in the U.S., but Germany is considering using drones to stop graffiti artists in their tracks. Or should I say on the tracks? Steve Evans is Berlin correspondent for the BBC.
Deutsche Bahn, the German railway system, reckons that graffiti on trains costs them about $10 million a year. So what they're going to do is they're going to get some drones, small drones, at a cost of $60,000 a go, and they're at night going to fly over these depots and film. Now, Germans take their privacy very, very seriously indeed.
Yeah, there was an issue earlier with Google doing its maps, right?
That's right. When Google sent its vehicles through 20 German cities, a lot of people objected. The political pressure was so great that Google said, if you tell us that you do not want your house on Street View, we will blur it out, we will pixelate it. Something like 200,000 people have said that, or households rather, have said that. So
sure,
they watch their privacy.
But it may be different, right? Because it may be a little bit more contained the way these drones would surveil the alleged criminals who are spray painting, correct?
You can imagine these great big depots, you know, wide spaces with no real possibility to overlook other people's property.
So these drones use infrared cameras, and that allows them to see at night and to see with a certain amount of sort of detail that could be used in court?
They will fly these things, these little machines, about 500 feet above the ground. They will have infrared cameras, pick up heat and make an image. And Deutsche Bahn reckons that that image will be clear enough to put before a court and to say, he's the guy who's destroyed our property. And you presume, if you're into this kind of thing, that if you don't quite know, and these things are going to be very, very quiet indeed, if you don't quite know what's above you taking a picture of you so that you land up in court, that may be the deterrent in itself.
I don't know if you're a betting man or not, but what do you think the odds are in a country that seems to consider issues of privacy so seriously that these drones might be actually used? And what's the next step here?
I think they will be used, but there will have to be these guarantees. You know, Germany, for example, is the land where the Walmart meter and greeter, they didn't like it because it felt as though it was an intrusion on shoppers' privacy.
Wow.
So there will have to be real promises, cast iron promises, that these things won't fly over people's homes.
Stephen Evans is the correspondent in Berlin for the BBC. Thank you very much, Stephen.
You're very welcome.
And before we go, let me play you a sound that might be going extinct. Ring a bell? No? Okay, how about this one? Those are the sounds of instant messaging software from AOL and Skype. Digital analytics firm Comscore says desktop-based instant messaging is down across the board since April of 2012. Yahoo Messenger is down 43%. So guess what's up? Social network messaging, of course, Facebook chat, in-browser messaging, too. My trusty GChat has 425 million subscribers. So the good news is we're far from shutting up. That's the end of our show, though. Time to sign off. Remember that sound? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.